It turns out London Bridge is not falling down, but Britain's historic houses of parliament, including Big Ben, need a ton of work. UK lawmakers are now analyzing a massive rehab plan that could cost billions of dollars. It could also force legislators to work somewhere else for years. Here's NPR's Frank Langford in London.
No one disagrees that parliament needs renovation, but as Meg Hillier asked, for how much? Hillier's a member of parliament with the Labour Party.
What we want to do today is nail down the numbers on the costs. It's a huge task to manage.
To get a sense of just how much work lies ahead, I recently toured the iconic building along the Thames.
So this is the basement for the Palace of Westminster.
And this is Andrew Piper. He's an engineer, and he's working on plans to renovate the Palace of Westminster. That's the formal name for the Parliament building.
And what you're seeing here now is all the pipes and wires, you know, 240 miles worth of cabling that keeps the palace operating, you know.
Piper says most of the systems were built after World War II. Today, some are downright dangerous.
Same, big steam pipework, big pipework for cooling, gas, high voltage. Ideally, we would not want gas running alongside our high voltage.
That seemed a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Well, that's basically the theme of our reports.
That's Chris Bryant. He's a member of Parliament from Wales, helped draft a plan to completely rebuild the systems, which, as Piper points out, are a complete jumble.
You know, no one's had the opportunity to replace all these services in one go to come up with something that's sensible. Since the 1950s, it's just been adaptation, because this is all old and it all needs to be replaced.
Why has it taken so long to address the problem?
Well, because sometimes politicians, and I am one, are not very good at making swift decisions.
Bryant says the cheapest and quickest way to fix Parliament will cost more than $4 billion.
It's expensive for lots of different reasons. One, because there's a great deal of work to be done. Secondly, because it's a very, very large building. There are 4,800 brass windows that have got to be dealt with.
And the place is riddled with asbestos. Most of the systems here date to the 50s, some are even older, like the giant silver-colored tank Piper shows us buried deep in the building.
That was installed in 1888.
Back when Jack the Ripper was prowling Whitechapel. The tank pumps sewage into London's sewer system.
And I got the original literature on this because I didn't believe this was 130 years. You know, how can we still be relying on such old equipment? But you go to the House of Commons Library, these are original parts of the build. But the pipework that connects onto this.
A loud bang comes out of nowhere.
What is that?
It's not a normal.
Should we run?
We shouldn't run, but maybe we won't spend too much more time down here. Because they do leak. I mean, they're 130 years old. What do you expect?
While most of the work focuses on the guts of the building, parts of the ornate exterior need a facelift. Piper leads us up onto the roof. We look down into an enclosure that's been blocked off for safety reasons.
So this is a 16th century cloister courtyard. Stone features are physically crumbling, really down to the environment, you know, the pollution. You know, every single one of those windows there is a bronze window. You know, these windows were handmade. To replace every one of these windows and bring them up to a watertight standard is a huge task in itself.
I mean, all this stuff looked like it's melted from acid rain. And then all of this stuff here is all torn to bits.
Yeah.
Correct?
No, your assessment's fair.
Rebuilding the courtyard will be a massive task, which makes you wonder, why would Piper sign up for something that's so difficult and will take years? Back inside, he explains.
I came here for this building. Every day you see it on TV, whether it's on the news, whether it's on an advert, you feel connected to it and you feel it should be saved.
Now, it's up to the members of Parliament to decide just how to do that and how much money to spend. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.